Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to... Welcome to Media Monday. This is Sharon Hill, and I am here at Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. So, as usual, trying to get out of this program here. So bear with me a minute, as usual. Here we go. All right. Today we're in for an awesome show. It is November, so happy November, everybody. And with November comes gratitude. You know, it's Thanksgiving in the U.S., and it's the perfect month to practice and experience grace, or the experience and practice of gratitude, which brings grace into our life. And so that is our topic for today. In lieu of a question, so many people ask me how they can get a closer connection to spirit, how they can get more information. And the truth is, being in the heart is what answers that. In our heart, we have everything. It's the space where all things meet. And it's the spirit of us and the spirit of you. And through the heart is love and gratitude. When we're experiencing the feeling of being grateful, you know, then our heart kind of melts. We open, we soften. And as we soften, we relax. Is available to us. So oftentimes, if you're practicing mediumship, or if you're sitting in meditation and something comes into your mind's eye, you know, it's often our nature to go grab it. And as soon as we focus, you know, it disappears, because that isn't the physiology, the mechanism the body's designed to focus on. You know, it's the relaxed awareness. And so, you know, the solution of getting more, the solution of becoming more aware, the solution of expanding our heart and our experience of spirit comes through softening and opening, which is relaxing and expanding. So it's rather counterintuitive. And I'll just let you know that, because you see, you get a glimpse of spirit as you relax on the corner of your eye. As soon as you turn to focus, it's gone. What happened? Well, it's the relaxed awareness in the peripheral vision and our night vision that actually is wired to receive that energy that manifests the perception of spirit. So by relaxing more rather than focusing more, and it's just so counterintuitive. So in November, as a countdown, today's the 2nd, so we're already a day behind here. But I'm going to challenge you and everyone listening, if you will practice gratitude this month. You know, the saying goes in a spiritual practice, you know, when we're grateful, for what we have, the universe responds by bringing us more to be grateful for. And it's true that whatever we focus on becomes greater. So when we focus on, and that's natural law as spiritualist practice, what we focus on magnifies. So if we're focused on being grateful, of course, it will magnify. And the law of attraction then brings in more to be grateful for. So it's the perfect month, the Thanksgiving month, where we give thanks, and we have a holiday just for that here in the U.S., then to practice on a daily basis and see just how much we can be grateful for and what we can call in to experience more grace around. You know, Florence Scovel Shinn, she's an author. She wrote a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And in that book, she describes many of the spiritual principles using natural law, just how life actually works rather than how sometimes we think it works. And through that experience and through that book, she lays out very clearly some of the exercises and then the mental state, the thinking state on how to attract and how to stay poised and centered so that we can see and become aware of everything. And then, as it said, we command the spirit. And, you know, I'm going to do a Christian quote here, but, you know, in the Bible, Jesus commanded the spirit. When he stopped the wind, he commanded the spirit. So these are things that are naturally within us. And yet we don't have the experience of that awareness, and we don't so have the experience of doing, of being able to manifest that kind of pure, centered, poised command. And when we can, when everything is in present time, fully in the moment, that's how life works. And so getting there is about relaxing more, not trying harder. And that's the challenge. So you can go and look on my Facebook page. And if you're not a friend of mine, go ahead and friend me, send me a little message, and tell me that you'd like to be my friend. And I want to set up a group on Facebook where we can share our experience and practice gratitude. It will be called the Gratitude Group. And go ahead and look for that after the show. And I hope that you join us in doing that and have the experience of bringing more grace into your life. It's also true that wherever we are, we bring what we are, where we are. And so the more grace we have, and under grace in a perfect way, as the Florence Scovel Shinn, she ends every prayer that way. Under grace in a perfect way, meaning if it isn't for us, we don't want it. And if it is for us, we can't not receive it. So, but being able to receive it when it comes, rather than putting our hand out or saying no thank you, these are all the challenges we experience. So staying in the grace and under grace leads us to that place of perfection, because in every moment, we are as perfect as we are. And so, being aware of that and staying centered in that, you know, the biggest challenge, not to let anyone or anything disturb our peace, and not to let anyone or anything disway that thing in which we are in the process of manifesting. So, you know, the art of persuasion is designed just to do that, you know, to take us all off center, when really just considering it from everyone's place. But who we are, when we're in a good place, we bring good place everywhere we go. And so that old saying that wherever you go, there you are. This month, I'm hoping that wherever you go, there's grace, under grace in a perfect way, as you walk through your life in your daily activities, and be they big, small, challenging, or not. You know, that staying in the grace in every moment rather than reacting to whatever's happening, that's the challenge. So go on Facebook and look for that this month and join in the group, Gratitude Group, to practice gratitude and have the opportunity to share your experience, which increases that grace for everyone. So go ahead and look for it, and happy practice. So I'm grateful to be on the air here. I'm grateful for Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. I'm grateful for Media Monday in the program. I'm also grateful, I have to mention, Celeste Elliott, who is the technical person here helping us all out. And she does have her own show on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, Wake Up to Spirit on Thursday morning, so check that out. We also have Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And we have John White and Angie App. So check out Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio, and you can see a host of people who are hosting other shows, and it may pique your interest. So stay connected, and during this COVID time especially, it's a wonderful way to get some insights, some sharing, and some practical experience through listening, and also the opportunity to call in. So if you have a question, if you're listening today and you have a question, the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that's 818-739-8818. If you have a question or if you would like a spot reading, either one, just let me know, call in, and we'll be happy to take your call. I'm not seeing any of the calls listed here. Are you there, Celeste? Can you hear me?
Yes, we do actually. We do have one caller.
Okay.
And they are ending in 2456. So, caller, go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling.
Hi, my name is Nicole May, and I'm calling from upstate New York.
Hi, Nicole. How can I help you?
I guess a spot reading, I guess is what you called it.
Spot reading.
A friend of mine referred me.
Oh, thank you. And tell your friend thank you. And thank you for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. As I'm tuning in with you, it's kind of interesting. You're in a hurry up and wait mode. Everything's about ready to happen and nothing's happening right in this moment. And you're not comfortable with that. Would you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You would like everything to be coming right now, wouldn't you?
I guess.
Okay, but I see. Are you expecting visitors, please? They're showing me energy coming in, and I feel like people who are coming to visit. I don't know if it's friends or family, but I feel like coming to visit. Does that make sense to you, please?
Not that I know of, but there
okay,
could be.
Then remember that we said it, because I feel that you have family that doesn't live right where you are. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do.
And oftentimes you get together for holidays and things have been a bit different through the summer, and everybody's schedule has shifted a bit. So you haven't really seen people like you normally do. And I see that their plans, normally people come to you for Thanksgiving. Is that how that works that way? Okay. And doesn't work that way just now or anymore?
I lost a child last year. So not since then.
Okay. Thank you. Because I'm still seeing the visit coming. So in that sense, and as I said, you listen to it clearly to what I said, I'm seeing the energy coming. Okay. And so it's a very, very good likelihood that it may be spirit visitors. Okay. So you like to decorate. You're big onto holidays and you like making things fancy, making things nice, making things special. You put out your decorations. You have special things for each holiday. And Thanksgiving and Christmas are really a special time for you, aren't they?
Yes, and Halloween.
Okay, and Halloween, which I'm not mentioning that because we're already past. You would already be putting those pumpkins away and getting ready for Thanksgiving. So I'm seeing that. And I do feel, would you understand, are you living alone now, please?
I am now.
Yes, you are?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm not seeing a husband with you, okay, which is also significant. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Thank you. And so I'm feeling that all of these things, you have the energy and you love to celebrate. I'm feeling that you're living alone and that one has gone and the other is coming, but they're not coming in person, then you would understand. And so this has been a big challenge for you. I'm also seeing and feeling here parents to you who one was at a distance or one passed first. Do you understand your dad passing first, please?
My mom passed first.
Your mom passed first. Okay, they're highlighting your dad. okay? And I don't know why that is. You're coming in stronger, okay? And so I might misread what that means, but I can tell you that your dad's coming in really, really strong. And I know that he was someone that you could go to for support, correct?
Yes.
And that you missed that a lot because he was like your rock. And, you know, when things didn't quite go well, and I'm saying, would you understand an issue with your son or an illness with your son prior to his passing?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Son, would you understand an issue or illness prior to his passing with him?
Perhaps a mental illness.
Okay, because this is what he's talking about. And so I think that it wasn't given enough, I don't want to say attention, or maybe we didn't recognize the seriousness of things. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your dad who's coming in and saying this. He's clear that he's calling you his little girl. Okay. I think I'm not seeing any sisters. So either you were the only girl or you were the only favorite. Okay. You had a special relationship with your dad. Okay. Which is why he's giving it to me that way. It's so sweet. And I know that he had a bad heart and he had some indigestion prior to his passing is what he's showing me. And a lot of
grandpa.
No, it's your grandpa. Okay. Thanks.
It's my grandpa.
We got both of them then, okay? Do you understand that coming in? I'm hearing one and feeling the other, okay? So they're both here for you, dear. And they would have come and visited and brought gifts, okay? And boy, they spared no expense, did they?
No.
So I'm seeing, you know, fancy wrappings here. You know how, and they're giving me the reference of elegance because it's a package wrapped in black with a silver bow. And so I have special elegance here, and you understand. And just nothing is too good for you. And they're bringing a picture book. Did you just finish putting together a photo album book?
I'm working on it, actually.
You're working on it. Thank you. Because they're talking about this and they're showing it to me. So please know that they're there and aware, all right? They're showing this to me, and it's going to be, it's a bound book that, you know, everything will be put together, and it looks really nice, okay? And that this is your project through the holidays to complete it by Christmas. Is that your goal, please?
Yes.
Okay. They're also aware of that, and when you set a goal and a deadline, you rarely miss it, do you?
I try not to. It's been a little harder the last year or so.
Yeah, because you've been sad, but don't worry. You know, you've got a lot of focus on this and a lot of time to do it for, you know, a lot of reasons. And so, you know, I see, but it's bringing you down at times, going through memory lane, happy and then sad, happy and then sad. And so you're really processing your feelings and processing your grief. And they're telling me and showing me come April. Oh, here's your mom popping in. All right, dear, come on. Come on. She's saying that she couldn't get her hair quite right. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And it always made her late. Yes. And she could never get it quite right. Okay, so she's apologizing. She was trying to get her hair just right, and she's late coming in. Bless her heart. She's so sweet, so dear. And she's showing me she's got to get the gingerbread men out and all these things. So she was big into making special cookies. And that was part of the festivities, yeah. And so she's going to do her job here. She's getting everything out. Boy, I would not want to be around her kitchen anytime around the holidays because everything everywhere. And until the day of, it was just a mess. Okay. Because she was getting so many things ready. You understand?
Yes.
But and boy, it could get, you know, tempers could fly there. Don't get in her way. I see that towel snapping, you know. So
she could get
a little bit, you know, stay out of my way here. Don't get in her way. So it was difficult to help her, even because you never knew what to do. You were either going to be in the way if she didn't ask for your help. Better to just stay out of the way, right? So
yeah,
she's so lovely coming through, and she's saying she knows that you're sad. She's also showing me and telling me you either have her wedding ring set or you know who does. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I know who did.
Okay. Was it put aside for them? Do you understand?
It was supposed to be put aside for my younger sister.
Thank you. But that's not what happened.
No.
Okay. No. She's talking about this. She's talking about setting it aside, and then, you know, she's aware that that didn't happen, but you're not the one who has it. So is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It went somewhere we weren't intending is what's happened here, correct?
Yes.
I don't know that she's all that thrilled about that. But that
I'm sure she's not.
That it can always be given back is what she's saying. All right. You have a brother, please?
Yes.
Did it go to his wife?
No. Actually, the guy she was dating, he took everything.
Okay.
I got some of her jewelry back, but not that.
Not that. Is your brother trying to help too here? Because she's highlighting your brother. So I don't know why she's highlighting your brother.
I don't know. He doesn't have anything to do with that. He's my brother on my father's side, not hers.
Okay. So she'd be referencing then the split up of the family. Okay. Which makes sense in that someone in another family will get it too. That makes sense. All right. Yeah, she's not real happy about that. You trusted people who were not trustworthy. You understand what she's saying?
Yes, I know.
You had no reason not to, though. In your wildest dreams, you wouldn't have thought what transpired would have transpired. Okay? So she's not faulting you. She's not blaming you. She's really feeling a lot of compassion for you in that circumstance. So you didn't do anything wrong is what she's letting you know. And she's aware of what happened, all right? And that she knows what your intentions were, okay? So please know that. And don't feel bad anymore about it, okay? She's showing me, well, she really had a strange sense of humor, didn't she?
I'm told she did, yes.
Okay. As I'm seeing her lasso, she's got a, you know, like a rodeo lasso. She's whipping a lasso up and she's going to harness them and pull them in, okay? Spirit side. So kind of she's showing me this and, you know, she's going to take matters into her own hands, and she's just demonstrating her personality and sense of humor. And I find that quite humorous because she's so ladylike, I wouldn't have thought that of her. But, you know, I would not want to be on the wrong side of her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, I do.
And there are some people on the wrong side of her now. So, you know, that's their karma. I guess what goes around comes around. And she's very touched by you. She's also making me aware an angel and a memento. Did you make something or have something made after she passed, please, to honor her?
I'm not sure. Her sister gave me something that she made.
Okay.
Of her.
Okay. Thank you. Because she's talking about this as well. Do you have a connection with angels, please? Are you a big angel person?
Her sister did.
Her sister
does. She's big into angels, yeah.
Did she literally give you an angel?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. And she's showing me this, and I know that it's literal here. So she's also talking about, and she's with your son and that's her grandson. I think that, were they not speaking at the time? Was he not speaking to certain people? Or she already passed?
She had already passed.
Okay. I'm feeling that they might have been close when he was young and then drifted into teens, like around the age of 12, maybe. You understand that?
Yeah, he was, she had passed away when my younger sister was nine. My sister got pregnant at 15, and those are the kids that I took in. And that's the boy that I lost.
Okay. Well, she's showing this to me. She's letting you know that they're there together, spirit side. He's fine. Everybody's fine there. And she wants to let you know that. Do you have literally a Valentine's from this boy that you've kept all these years?
Probably. I kept everything you gave me.
And you're highlighting a Valentine's card. It's a heart, a red heart. It could be dark pink. I'm not quite sure. But it's a heart, and it's a Valentine's card. And, you know, he was very sentimental at times. So sweet. And then, something shifted around, you know, later. So they're showing me this, and I think he never really matured properly. Do you understand that? Okay. So he's not really communicating, and I want to say that he's not communicating partly because that was his personality. He didn't communicate with people. He never told people what was going on. He didn't share. So he's being true to form here. And he's letting you know that he's with your mom. He's letting you know that he's with your dad. Now, the two of them, they were separated prior to the passing. Is that also correct?
Yeah. Grandpa died a year before Johnny did.
Okay. He's showing me. They're all there, spirit side. And they're bringing in a cake here. And I want to highlight, like, around October 28th. Is that significant, please, that date?
No.
Okay. And remember, they said it. And that was only a few days ago. So you might want to think back. And now they're telling me in 2019. So that would have been a year ago in October. So I want you to think about that. You don't have to do it right now. But we hang up, think about that and see if it doesn't jog your memory and what they're talking about here. They're just letting you know they're rooting for you is what they're saying. So is there some legal action going forward, please?
His sister's going back to live with my sister.
Okay. They're just letting you know they're rooting for you, okay? And they want to let you know that you're not alone and they're aware of what you're doing and they're happy about that and that better times will come, I'm hearing them say. And they're also highlighting the month of April of next year when things are really going to start shifting in a positive way for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Lily on Blog Talk Radio and calling in.
We have another caller on the line, and their phone number ends in 9845. Caller, if you could go ahead and tell us where you're calling from and your name, please.
This is Jordan from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Hi, Jordan from Chesapeake, Virginia. I'm just going to give a moment here and say the call-in number, if you're listening to call in for either a question or a spot reading, 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. All right, Jordan, as I touch in with you, I see that you're being deployed. Okay, have you had marching orders yet? Jordan? Hello, what happened? We lost audio?
She may have dropped off the line. Give me one second. And, is this Jordan?
ending in 9845?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're back on.
Sorry, I got disconnected. I had to call back.
Yeah, we lost you there for a minute. Okay. Well, then I hope it wasn't spirit that hung up on you. No. I'm seeing you being deployed. Do you have marching orders yet, please?
I do not, no.
Okay, are you waiting for them?
Well, maybe. I know that I'm moving to a new command. I don't know that we call it deployment, though.
Okay. Are you leaving the area where you are right now? Are you aware of that? That you're leaving Virginia? Are you aware of that?
Yes. I'm supposed to be going to California.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Because they showed California by way of Hawaii, which didn't work out. You
understand? Well, so it's supposed to be opposite. It's supposed to go to California to then go to Hawaii.
Okay. I think initially it could have gone a different way. It could have gone direct, but it didn't. So they're kind of backlogging you along the way. Are you going to school, please? Are they sending you for training? Education.
Yes.
Education, school, training, education, school. And I do feel you in California, and I feel you're in more than one place in California, so you'll be commuting from wherever you are to more than one location or two different buildings at the very least, okay? So I'll let you know that. And I'm seeing you all land side, though. Now, you're Navy, correct?
Yes.
I'm not seeing you in the water, not even on a boat in the water. Not in a boat that's on the water, okay, which is interesting. I'm seeing the land side as being significant here. Are you going to school land side?
Yes, in February.
Okay. And you'll be staying there a while. I'm getting 3 months. Is that about accurate as far as you know? 6 weeks to three months? Okay.
Yep.
And I'm seeing that things may change during that time, and I'm seeing you come back inland, which I'm really going out of my way to be like on the water, but you're coming back inland. I see you coming back home, and then I do see you, and again, they're saying deployed, all right? So pay attention, and you're supposed to go to Hawaii, but I don't know that you're going to end up there, okay?
Okay.
It looks like you might be further south and further south of where you are, so I don't know. Have you ever had any desire to go to Spain?
That would be kind of cool.
I don't know why I'm saying that, but it's kind of what it feels like, okay? So,
okay.
Showing me, and I'm also seeing aircraft overhead, okay? I'm not feeling wartime, but I'm feeling something going on. Okay.
Okay. In Spain?
Here, what it is ain't exactly clear. Right? If you'd be on a UFO mission, I'm see all over that. So they're highlighting intelligence for you is what I'm trying to say here. And I know I'm being a little bit flipped, but I'm trying to take the fear out of it. You know, things may not go the way that you're expecting, but I do feel that they're going to be good for you. And you've been wanting to advance yourself, correct?
Yes.
I see an advancement from where you are, what you're doing, to another location. So you're going to advance in another location, and I'm just going to give you that, and it's it. And they're showing it with absolute certainty, and you're going to be surprised. Everybody will be surprised how this comes about, okay? So don't about it. Don't think about it. Just go with the flow. As far as you know, you're going out to California. That looks good because you're mostly stateside, landside, and I see that this training is going to really set you on fire, and no pun intended because it's California. But your mind is going to be just lit up with a clear intention. It's going to solidify what you want to do for you, okay? And again, they're highlighting intelligence. So I'll let you know that too, communication and intelligence. Did you have a question in particular?
So my question you kind of answered. I just wondered in the next 3 months if you saw any sort of job promotion, but I think you just said yes.
I'm not seeing it. I'm either not seeing it come before you go, or I'm seeing it come when you go. Okay? There's a move taking place first. I'll let you know that. So, now I have no idea how things work. I have no experience military. I know nothing. I'm going to tell you that. They're saying second in command. And I don't know why that's significant to you if they're referring to a specific person. So I'm just going to let you know that. All right. Second in command is significant here. All right. And they're showing you have a daughter, please. More than one.
Yeah.
Oh, they're telling me you have two girls and a boy, but the boy I have to say is your husband. All right.
Yes.
He likes to play with kid things. I mean, he likes to play with things, doesn't he? Does he have like drones?
Yeah.
He likes toys is what they're showing me. Okay, so they're counting
pretty much any toy.
Three kids. Okay. But two girls, and they're highlighting one of the girls. Did one of your girls injure her ankle or is having trouble with one of her legs or ankle?
My oldest is constantly saying her legs hurt.
Yeah. Okay. This is what they're showing me. And I'm down at the ankle, so we might want to check that out. We might want to, you know, sometimes we get growing pains where things don't grow all at the same rate.
Okay.
And they're highlighting that, but they're also showing me her ankle. So this will be foot, ankle, not leg. And so we want to look into that. I don't know. You know, I'm not a medical person of any kind. I don't diagnose. I don't prescribe. I know nothing. I'm simply relaying information being given to me. And they're indicating that there may be a challenge with her feet or her the way she walks in her feet. And we may want to check this out, get the ankles out. All right? She may need more.
Okay.
She likes being barefoot all the time. Is that correct?
Yes.
We may need her in shoes just for development. Is what they're showing me. That's what they're showing me. I'm just relaying information. I have a lady here. She feels very grandmotherly to you. Okay.
Yes.
I want to say she was, you know, she didn't butt in a lot, but when she had something to say, she was not shy. Correct?
Sounds right.
And she's the one who's bringing this, like you take care of the kids and the kids have no say. So she's indicating that your kids have way too much say in things and get away with it. All right. So
okay.
Things are not up for discussion. That's how she's giving it to me. All right. So
that's fair.
Yeah. And we have hair too. So here's the thing. Did someone cut their own hair, please?
Not recently, but I'm aware of, anyway.
In the past, did they just kind of like cut their hair and butcher it a bit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you know, sometimes they can act out a bit at times. And I'm seeing that does feel like it's in the past, but it also feels like when they're feeling like you can do trades, you know. Somebody wants a different hairstyle. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You can do trades. You know, wear the shoes, you get the hair.
Okay.
Okay, makes sense. The last thing they're showing you is deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs. Who always brings deviled eggs?
We make them occasionally.
Okay. Showing them to me, so I don't know what that's about, but I'm gonna leave them with you. And it comes up in and around an ant. I'll let you know that too. All right. So thank you for calling in. Good luck to you. Thank you for your service.
Thanks.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Sharon. We have two more callers on the line. The next caller is ending in 7203. So, caller, if you could give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Brian McCullough at Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Brian from Cleveland, Ohio. They're showing me through the looking glass. You're actively trying to develop your intuition. Is that correct?
You're so good at what you do.
Thanks. It's like, you know how if you sound too young for Romper Room, but for those people who remember Romper Room, it was, you know, through that looking glass and romper bomper, stomper boo, tell me, do. And she's looking at all the people. So I know that you're actively developing and that you're focused, you're harnessing your focus to do that, and that you're pretty intent on, you like to follow, how I say this, you like to follow protocols per se, okay? Certain methods that help you to stay with a way, with one way of doing it until you get results. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. You've been... Okay. Wow, there's a lot coming in for you here. You have a connection to spirit and you're aware of that. Do you understand, please?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you're more aware in a feeling sense and a hearing sense than a visual sense, but you're trying to hone your visual sense, your clairvoyance. You're beginning to see spirit more. You see signs, but you want to see spirit. Do you understand that?
Yes. I've been trying to practice, you know, all the senses to give me kind of more well-rounded sense of everything that wants to come through.
Oddly enough, if you drew a circle or use something like that to look into, I know that many people do it with flames, staring into a flame while meditating. It allows the visual sense to relax and you are more easily able to experience that. So you might want to work with that. Circle
okay.
on the wall is fine. You just do a cutout or... you know, a circle rather than a point. If you look at a point, you're going to get a large focus. If you have a circle, you know, you kind of set limits to it so that you can focus and relax. Your mind has a tendency to wander and your eyes go with it. Okay. So what I'm saying is in your everyday way, you're a very visual person, and that sometimes that can be a hindrance to actually being visual in a spiritual sense. We think that you always go hand in hand, but not necessarily so. You're much better at hearing. All right. So work with that. Play with it. See how it goes. A lot of love coming through for your mom. Are you back with your mom now, with your mom, seeing your mom?
Yeah, she needs a lot of extra help right now. She's going through some post-viral things, you know, she had COVID and now it's all kind of, it's doing some funny things to her body. So she's trying to rehabilitate and she's having trouble walking now and giving her a lot of extra love right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's coming from spirit too. Let her know that, please. A lot of support from the spirit side of life for her, letting her know that it's there. All right. So I do see her coming through this just fine. I do see mobility issues being the hardest part here. But I do see her coming through, all right? And again,
okay.
I'm not a medical person of any kind. I'm simply relaying information as it's being given. So take that just as information, all right?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling in to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we have one more caller ending in 3395.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Penny Riggs.
Hi, Penny.
Yes.
Do you have a question or do you want a spot reading?
I just called in for a spot reading.
Called in for a spot reading. Huh. Okay. All right. As I tune in with you, I'm a little confused here. They're showing me the state of Georgia, and I feel the state of Georgia, but I'm seeing somewhere up north, more like toward Michigan way, but I'm not in Michigan. Does that make sense to you?
I'm in Arkansas.
Okay. Do you have a connection to Georgia, please? Georgia, the state of Georgia. Do you have a connection to Georgia?
Georgia. Let me think. Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes,
what is the connection?
The company that I have recently started working for is headquartered there.
Thank you. Because I'm pretty sure it feels like it comes up work, and both locations do. Does the company you're working for have more than one location, or are they looking at opening a second location?
They're just broadening in general, yes.
Okay. And I'm feeling up north now. So you're in Arkansas, but they're highlighting Georgia. And then I'm headed north, and they're showing me by Michigan Way, but I'm not in Michigan, really. I'm quite a bit south of Michigan, but I'm headed up toward that direction. So the expansion will be going in another direction completely. And I do feel that I feel that you work independent with what you do, even though you're working for companies. Does that make sense?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, and that you literally are in charge of one thing that these companies do, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so they're making more work for you, but they're not developing it in a way that is making your work easy, because everything's not all lined up yet, and there's expectations for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so you've been a bit frustrated and a bit kind of slow to move because they don't have things in order yet, and they don't understand that you can't do your part until they do theirs. You understand that?
Yeah, exactly.
And you keep trying to get that through to them, and they're still, you know, no, can't you do something? And you're like, no. So it's really not you. I'm seeing the frustration here and the wall. I'm also seeing that there was a lot of backpedaling during COVID. And so that has really had things messed up quite a bit. Do you work with books, please? Finances, books, something of that nature?
Well, actually, I take care of all of our books at home, but not in my actual.
Not for your employment. Work. Okay.
Yeah, not employment.
They're showing me now. They're showing me you doing books and working with figures, and they're talking about COVID having messed things up. Well, I know that there have been some financial shifts for you through this COVID process. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And you're not robbing Peter to pay Paul, but you're really having to shift. You're shifting categories. Let me say it like that. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And that you're coming through it just fine, but you were hoping... We were hoping to do some things this spring, and it looks like it's not gonna work out to be the timing. So you also have had to backpedal. In addition to your company backpedaling, you too have had to backpedal a bit. And so I feel okay with that. I feel a bit of disappointment around that. Now you have children, please.
Yeah, I do.
And I see some of them coming to visit. So not all of them live with you.
No, they don't.
Okay. And I feel, they're highlighting a girl, and what I can't tell is if it's a son bringing a girl home or whether it's a daughter here who's endeared, but they're highlighting a girl, and I feel both of those things. So you have a daughter and a son both, please?
Yes.
Are they both coming home, and does one have someone to bring home to you?
Yes. Well, actually, yes, that is absolutely correct. And there's another child that isn't mine, but she's like mine.
Okay. Younger?
Very, very. Yes.
Okay.
She's younger.
Very
much. And then my daughter and my son.
Okay. Does he have a sweetheart to bring with him?
No. He doesn't.
Not yet?
Okay. Not yet.
I'm putting you on notice. Not yet. Okay? Don't be surprised if summer comes. All right? And you... Okay. So I'm just putting you on notice there. All right?
Okay.
And again, I'm just relaying information being given to me. I have a lady here, Spirit Side. She comes in on Dad's side of the family. I like her a lot. She's quite lovely. She would have had lipstick, and she would have had to wear lipstick all the time. You know, you can't go out without your lipstick. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
quite the lady she was, and not quite a Southern lady. But I feel that she has a Northern connection, and she had six sides. Does that make sense?
She had what?
A Northern connection. Did she marry someone? She has a Northern connection. Now, I think she liked being a Southern girl, but I don't know that she was originally a Southern girl. Sense?
Okay.
So
yeah.
She liked being a lady, and she liked doing things right, being proper, and part of that was you always put your face on before you go out, and then you put your dress on, put your face on, and you always look nice to your creator and your husband.
Yeah.
Okay. So and she had these beliefs, and I don't think they got passed down to everybody. I think we're much more casual in the next generation, but, you know, she lived that way. And she's just coming to the street, letting you know she's there with the kids. And she's showing me the boy when he was just little in those, you know, footy pajama type things.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, right? And her pride and joy, yes, you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So she's just giving you a kiss and letting you know she's there, putting a little money in your pocketbook. She always had a little something in her pocketbook for you. And she's dangling some car keys. So are you looking at getting a new car?
Well, my husband is.
Okay, that counts. I see the car keys here. So it's just a matter of deciding what and when. Okay, and I know that we don't want to take on that burden. Okay, but I'm seeing the car keys and what and when. All right. So bringing that to you is going to be just fine. And really, it's for everyone's safety and safekeeping, so it's good. And again, I'm just relaying information that's being given to me. All right?
Okay.
I wanted to ask.
Is there anything that I want to ask?
Yeah.
Trying to think. This is always the hardest part for me when I get a reading, is trying to figure out what I want to know. Probably... if we're going to be moving.
Not at this time. I'm not seeing you move at this time. I'm seeing a car coming, and then I'm seeing, I'm not seeing you move at this time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The last thing, they're not letting me close the field until I bring this to you. It's, you know how they had those snowballs back in the day, host of snowballs, the coconuts, you know, over the chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing a cake like that. Does that make sense to you? A cake.
A cake? Like a big cake?
A chocolate cake with coconut frosting. Who made that? Who had that?
Probably my aunt.
Okay.
My dad loved it, and I hated it.
Okay.
I hated it.
Because she's bringing this in. That's like... And she's not letting me close the field, so she's bringing a lot of love with it. Okay, your dad in spirit now, please.
Is your dad what?
Is your dad spirit side?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of light there, and they're talking about him. He's not actually coming in. He feels like he's further out. So I feel like he's been gone a while. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're still remembering him in all kinds of wonderfully weird ways, and the cake would be one. Okay. You don't have to do that lighting. Is this sometime around his birthday or the anniversary of his passing, please?
His birthday.
Thank you for acknowledging that. You understand, all right? Now he's coming in. And you kiss. Did he wear a mustache sometime?
Yes.
Okay. He's showing me that, so he's coming in. I think he likes it. So he's showing that. And he thought he looked quite handsome in it. He liked it. I don't think your mom liked it, but he did. And he's just bringing a lot of love and blowing you a kiss and letting you know he's still there. All right?
That's
and,
wonderful.
Thank you for remembering him. He's also making me aware and showing me a flag like around Memorial Day. You go to the cemetery, please.
Yes.
Okay. He's acknowledging that he knows that. All right.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and calling in.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, Sharon, we've got about 4 minutes left, and we are out of callers at the moment, so it's all you.
Okay. I want to remind people, well, first, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Please check it out, blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, and see all the other offerings that are there for you. And check out Lilydale's website. I know that we have many events that are currently taking place. We're programming through the seasons now, and many opportunities to learn and things for you to do. And remember to go on Facebook and check out the gratitude group and sign up, join, and give me a message and let me know you'd like to be my friend, and we can get you hooked up to the group too. And practicing gratitude under grace in a perfect way, as Gobo Shin said, we are all just under grace, all doing this together. So it's been an honor and a privilege, as usual, to be able to host this show and to work with Spirit during this show. So please tell your family and friends. And the call-in number, if you want to write it down for next week, we're here every Monday at noon. And the number to call in is 818-739-8818. Again, thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. I'm Sharon Hill.
And if you would like to find Sharon Hill on Facebook, go to her Facebook page at Rev Sharon Hill. That's R-E-V Sharon Hill. And if you would like to find classes at Lilydale Assembly, go to www.lilydaleassembly.org.